You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Library of New Zealand, under an agreement with Te Tauriwhiri I Te Reo Māori and Te Punu Kōkiri, is going to digitise a number of historic Māori magazines from the 1970s and 80s. National Librarian Bill McNaught says this is one of the National Library's contributions to the Māori language strategy to revitalise the Māori language. I spoke with Nanaia Mahuta, the Minister for Māori Development, to find out more and started by asking what exactly these magazines are.
Oh, look, these are magazines that were around in around about the late 80s to 1990s. And they're magazines that really capture a lot of what was happening in New Zealand at the time. Te Kaia was one of the magazines, Tū Tangata, another one, and Te Ao Hau, which was a set of earlier magazines, but it basically capturing all sorts of stories, things around tikanga, social issues, historical issues, and really, I think, giving a true sense of what Māoridom was like during a period of time. So we're really excited by the fact that these magazines are getting digitised to be able to go online. They'll be accessible to a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of people make good use of them.
Were they accessible before this decision?
Yeah, they were accessible in part, not the full collection. What the project will do is make sure that the full collection will be more accessible. Some of these magazines, like Te Kaia, was a Te Reo Māori magazine produced by Te Tauriwhiri. It was first produced in 1988 and had 100 issues. So that's going to be, I think, a resource for those who are wanting to, I guess, learn Te Reo, but also go back to the meta of the language within their own rohe, and the people who contributed to the articles, I guess, will be the way in which they gain insight. There are 5 issues of Te Kaia and 36 issues of Tū Tangata magazines, and as I said, Te Ao Hau magazines are going to be digitised as well.
What's the significance of preserving this information?
Well, it's about telling our history, telling our story as a country. As I say, when we think about the period of Te Ao Hau right up until the 1990s, and capturing the information during that period, times have changed, and pretty quickly. You get insight into how those kaumātua, those rangatira, were thinking about the issues of the day and forecasting out what might the impact be. It's clear, and I've read some of the Te Ao Hau magazines and some of the Tū Tangata magazines, it's clear that we had leaders during those periods of time who were absolutely engaged in issues to do with the treaty, the way in which the laws of the land were impacting on Māori land rights, nice little stories as well, you know, capturing kōrero from home, so to speak. So the benefit will be in all sorts of different ways, but I think what we're able to achieve by digitising the collection and putting it online is open the Waharoa to so many more people to be able to access this information.
And, I mean, I suppose looking to the future, because to my knowledge currently there are no Māori language magazines, will that be something that will happen again?
Well, one can only hope that is the taumata of having more Te Reo Māori content. A lot of the content is coming through those who are writing now in Te Reo. We've got the first Māori playwright written in Te Reo Māori being open this week, He Kura e Hunana, and that'll be the first Māori play in Te Reo Māori fully. We've had Pei Te Huri Nui translating Shakespeare, but performed more recently, and also there are editions of his work of other Shakespearean plays. And I can see this all continuing to evolve, and it's an evolving kind of landscape.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, look, I'm hopeful that by supporting the digitisation of these magazines, we are opening up rich content which tells our story in Te Reo Māori and English about a period of time in which a significant amount of transformation occurred. So our researchers, our writers, our playwrights, our rangatahi, our students in school, our teachers, will have access to this information again to be able to continue the knowledge base and build from it. This work is starting in July, and we're intending that the magazines will be able to be fully available, so fully digitised and available within 6 month period.
The Wire.
I just wanted to add on the end of that story, however, that a bit more information about the particular magazines that we were talking about. So Te Kaia, which is now a name of one of the current affairs show on Māori TV, was an exemplary Te Reo Māori magazine produced by Te Tautawhiri I Te Reo Māori, and it was first produced in June 1988 with 100 issues published. 5 issues of Te Kaia and 36 issues of Tū Tangata, which is another one, which is a magazine. They follow the well-known Te Aoho, which is already digitised and available online. So some of these are already available, but once the digitising is complete, more than 140 issues will be available online. And just again, if you are interested now, you can go to http://paperspass.netlib.government. Well, govt.nz, if you are interested. Otherwise, they probably won't be up for another 6 months, because that's starting now. Anyway, back to Mary Margaret.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.